This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, do whatever you got to do to know what's going on. Right? I mean, seriously. And I told you guys, head over to the chat room. You find it on JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. And the reason I tell you to help, this is smart, first of all, smarter people than myself are in there. All right? And on top of that, they got some great comments. They think of things, they see things, slash, think of things that I totally miss. So it's a great place for you to converse, to find out what's happening, and all the other fun stuff. Anyway, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I don't know how true this is. You know how it is with you guys. I like to tell you what's going on. You send me information. I get it. It's just tough. A conservative watchdog group, America First Legal, unearthed a secret Obama memo that could torpedo Jack Smith's claims that President Trump didn't have the authority to possess or retain classified documents. Now, in June, Jack Smith indicated, now I want you to think about something with Trump. And he can prove he was cooperating with them. They show up when he's gone, force them to shut off the cameras. Why? What are they going to hide? What's the problem? While they go through, and wouldn't let the attorneys in to watch. So you have to think something's wrong. Something is up. So Trump was charged in a federal court in Florida with 31 counts of willful retention of national defense information and six other process crimes stemming from his, you know, conversations with his lawyer. Conversation with his lawyer. Conversations that he had with his private attorney. In July, Jack Smith hit Trump with three additional charges and a superseding indictment in the investigation into classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago. By the way, since we have come to find out, Joe did far worse in storing his documents and nothing. Totally exonerated. The last week, the AFL filed a FOIA request against the Defense Department for more information on a secretive committee created by Barack Obama. In 2014, Obama created the Secretive Presidential Information Technology Committee, PITC. This was after Russian hackers breached the executive office of the president's network. Now, Special Counsel Jack Smith's indictment against former President Trump, he claims Trump was not authorized to possess or retain classified documents, but Obama's PITC memo may have just tanked that. Right? In the memo, Obama states that the president, in fact, had such authority. Right? Hello? It's in the memo, written and approved by Barack Obama. You know, Now, you remember something. It was mainstream media who said the Obama administration was the most secretive administrations that they had been working with or been around in decades. Remember, they were going to be the most transparent? Yeah. And unlocking the secret of some of his presidency has been a chore and a half. And did the government really disclose all the information that had to do with him? So this information may significantly help Trump and tank Smith's case altogether. It'd be great if we could prove that Smith knew about the memo, read the memo. That would, as far as I can say, would be great. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The first PITC creates a presumption that president controls all information he receives. Again, approved by Obama. The memo established that the president's exclusive control over information resources systems provided to the president. The memo created a presumption that the information contained on any information system and resources belong to the president. His sole discretion. So if Obama felt that way, Obama believed that to be true, then how are they going to refute that? You're going to say Obama was wrong? Ooh, that'll go over well. No, really, how do you refute that without proving our point that what's good for you is not good for us necessarily? He won't give us the same credibility, if you would. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Blue states that voted for the legalization of all kinds of drugs are now finding out what a bad idea that was, right? There has been a 241% increase in opioid deaths since the blue states went ahead and started decriminalizing drugs. How's that working? It's not always that way. You tell them what the stats look like. You tell them what happened in other places, they go, hey, that's great, it won't happen here, we're going to legalize it anyway. Really. They just don't seem to care. All right, Dan Pilla, the tax man, is going to join me after the break. He wrote the book on it. Head over to taxhelponline.com, find out more about him. Taxhelponline.com. I mean, you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff change in the upcoming tax code. You better have a clue as to what's going on, so you don't nail yourself. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
Love me some horn. Seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time that you spend with me. All right. I love talking about this. Those three letters that send you to your knees. Well, other than the FBI. You ever notice that all the three-letter acronyms are all, you know, when it comes to the government, they just really scare the stuff out of you? You know what I mean? But you don't have to be afraid. I keep telling you guys this. You really don't. Over the years, they have conditioned us to believe that when the IRS says you owe them $10 gazillion, you better start cutting checks. That's it. But it's not true. You really need to get this. That's why I keep telling you, get informed. And get informed by the right people. Because you hear those ads where they're coming to take your dog, your cat, your kids, your house, your white picket fence, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's not true. And one of the things that turned me on to Dan Pilla, the tax man, was that his message wasn't one of despair. It was one of hope, that he could help you. He could help you get through this, and he'll help you maneuver the IRS. And, Dan, always a pleasure to have you with me.
And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. We were talking earlier today, and you opened up a whole new world to me. Apparently, the IRS has decided that maybe the American populace needs some of the instructions written in plain, simple, sixth-grade English as opposed to needing to have a degree in IRS speak, right?
Well, yeah, and it's funny, Joe, because, you know, Congress, on no fewer than four different occasions, starting in 1998, instructed the IRS to produce materials that would communicate with the public in, quote, simple and non-technical terms, unquote, as to what their obligations were and how they can deal with, you know, audits and appeals and the collection process. And so now here we are in 2024, the IRS.
Wait a minute. Now, come on. In all fairness, that's pretty fast for government stuff, isn't it?
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds, because the last directive was issued with the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act, and that was in 98. That was only 26 years ago. So if we give the IRS the benefit of the doubt, they're only 26 years behind the congressional directive that they produce documents in simple and non-technical terms to help people comply. So, yeah, in January, last week, January 23rd, the IRS announced this broad-based project to redesign 200 notices and letters that it uses to communicate with taxpayers. Now, these 200 notices, Joe, are responsible for 170 million contacts by the IRS and taxpayers. So this is just a massive amount of mail that flows out from the Internal Revenue Service to the general public, businesses, and individuals. And they're gonna redesign them all, supposedly, over the next 12 months. They've already done 31 of them, they tell us, that they are launching here now in the next couple months in this tax filing season that we're in right now. And they're gonna focus on the other 170 of them approximately over the next 12 months. We'll see how simple these things are. I believe it or not, I worked on a letter today that I'm sending to the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service, where I am pointing out some specific, very specific problems with some very specific notices, and I'm going to offer my help in rewriting these things. And let's see.
God bless. You know, the Postal Service is very appreciative of the IRS, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
It helps keep them in business. But, again, 270 million pieces of mail, when you think about that, that means, you know, not going to 270 individual taxpayers. It's some people are getting shopping bag fulls of letters, right?
Yeah, exactly right. First of all, the number is 170 million taxpayers, 200 notices going out to 170 million taxpayers. And you're right, not 170 million individual separate citizens and businesses, because a great number of these people get 2, 3, 4, 6 letters from the IRS. You know, they might get 2 or 3 different versions, 3 or 4 different notices. So, yeah, you're exactly right about that. But there's most definitely, Joe, in the area of 50 million individuals and businesses that are getting these notices. So there's just no question about that.
Yeah, there's again, people are extremely concerned about some of the new rules, I guess, if you want to put it that way, going in place. Also, I'm going to take a sharp turn here on you. I know that the SCOTUS is looking at the different agencies that Congress has put in place and what their power is, what their scope is, what they can, rules they can put in place that actually hurt you, whether it be fines, jail time, or what have you. You think this will affect the IRS at all?
Well, it certainly could, but I'll tell you, arch conservatives and leftist liberals all love the IRS, Joe, because The conservatives are law and order, and doggone it, you better pay your taxes. And the liberals want to give the money away, and they can only give it away if they can collect it. So everybody seems to love the IRS. It's kind of funny. They seem to keep on trucking no matter what happens in Washington.
You can't get your raises. Congress can't get their raises unless they collect enough taxes. You know what I'm saying? Like they're doing now in states. New York is looking for a wealth tax. California is looking for an exit tax. I don't know if you heard about that. I don't know how you're going to enforce something like that. That's got to be able to be challenged.
Well, they'll force it on the sale of real property. Illinois is considering the same thing. If you sell a house in Illinois and you don't reinvest the money in Illinois property within X months or years or whatever they're proposing here, then there's an additional surtax on the capital gains tax that you would otherwise pay. So it's the economic version of the Berlin Wall, Joe. That's what it is. If you had true freedom in your geographic area, you wouldn't have to force people to stay there.
Wow. You know, if you would actually take care of your people, you know, we're seeing things happen here in California that are amazing. And I don't know if you read the story about this. I know we're not on taxes for the moment. But apparently Governor Newsom was in a store where a man walked out with an armful of clothes and booze, and he looked at the woman behind the counter, who apparently was a conservative, and she said, "Aren't you going to stop him? He just walked out with all that stuff." And she said, "You don't know? You signed a law that allows him to do that." And they got an award. They got the word war, and governor asked for the manager, and it blew up from there. But that was great. I would have done that. Anyway, Joe Mazzina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Dan Pilla, the Tax Man.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. Senator Lindsey Graham advocating for a change in the law that shields social media companies from lawsuits. Group of senators questioning tech CEOs about the issue of sexual exploitation of children. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified that much has been done.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
Graham expressed dissatisfaction with providing blanket liability protection to social media companies. Continued Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Red Sea are likely. Houthi militants in Yemen, stating their opposition to perceived aggression by the U.S. and Britain, have expressed their intention to continue with the attacks. Former President Trump is considering hiring a new lawyer to appeal the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was...
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really be part of the conversation. Listen, I know some of you last night, I showed you the mug. I said, look, if you want a Joe Messina mug, you want a Joe Messina show mug, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Tell me whether you want a black one or a white one. I don't really care. Doesn't make a difference to me. You got to have the mug. I'm telling you, when you have a Joe Messina coffee mug, the coffee has a different flavor to it. It's so much richer. It's so much more flavorful. And you'll have to find out for yourself. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Dan Pilla joins me, the tax man. Always appreciate his time with me. I learned so much from him, have learned so much from him over the years. Even to the point when people have called me, Dan, and asked me about you, I said, look, he's the real deal. He'll make you nuts because he's going to tell you to do stuff and you're going to say, oh, my God, you really want me to do that? Just relax. Do what he tells you to do. He's been at it for a long time. I've got his home address. We know how to get a hold of him. And but it's true. The IRS sends a different shockwave through the body. Oh, and by the way, you're a jinx to a degree because we were talking on a show earlier today. And I told you about the address, and I said I haven't been in the mailbox because you asked me if I got another one.
Don't tell me, Joe. I went to the mailbox today,
and I started laughing. The girl's looking at me. She said, what are you laughing about? It's from the IRS. I said, that's exactly why I'm laughing, because the first one is going to counteract the second one, and it's just I could shred these things because I know what they say. So.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable.
And then, hey, look, the Postal Service is very appreciative, I'm sure. So,
I got to tell you something, Joe. It might be worth you writing a letter to the Office of the Taxpayer Advocate
Okay.
and saying, hey, what the heck is going on with these letters? we get these letters once every 6 weeks, once a quarter. They change my address, and then we get another letter on the heels of it telling us that they changed the address back. What the heck is going on here? What? Why is this happening? It needs to stop. Our address is X. It's always been X. It's going to be X for the foreseeable future. Stop changing our address.
It's been X for 21 years, Dan. Same company name, same address, same everything. It is, but this didn't happen for 20 years. I mean, this has only been happening like for the last 3 years. I don't know what happened.
I can't explain it. You know, put it this way. Out of the 170 million notices that go out, you're getting 1 million of those notices just address change notices.
For that kind of money, I'll pick it up myself. You know, just leave it at the front desk. But all right, some of the most common questions that I've been getting is, you know, a lot of small businessmen, as you know, and a couple of things. Now, one in particular is company equipment and your house and your storage and your pickup truck or your whatever. A lot of these guys will use the truck to run to the store, pick up their kids, I don't know, go shopping, whatever it is. How do you stay legal? How do you stay safe when you have a company vehicle but some personal use to it?
All right, well, that's a good question because just about every company in the country that's a small business, especially mom and pop, have what we call mixed-use vehicles. All right, so you drive your car to work, but you also go to the grocery store, you also go to church, you also go to soccer practice, right? You do all those things. So when you're trying to claim a deduction for the business use of your automobile, you need to be able to ascertain clearly and accurately what the business use percentage is of that car. So, for example, if you drive the car, let's just make the math real simple. If you drive the car 1,000 miles a month and you are tracking your mileage very carefully and you know that you spend 700 of those miles on business and 300 of those miles on personal, then your vehicle is used 70% for business. So that means 70% of the gasoline is deductible, 70% of the oil changes, 70% of the maintenance, 70% of all of the expenses associated with the car become deductible. The key, Joe, is to have an accurate mileage log. So you're right. People groan, but listen, it's easier now than it's ever been with the software that's out there. There's all kinds of different mileage softwares. You can tie these things right to your cell phone so they track exactly where you're going and how far the trip is. In my book, Dan Pillow's Small Business Tax Guide, which is my latest book, I have an entire chapter in that book that shows you how to track business miles. Now, here's the thing. The single, probably for most small businesses, the single best deduction they have, the most lucrative deduction they have, is the deduction for business miles. But this is also the single most messed up deduction for small businesses because they don't know how to keep their mileage log. So all you have to do is learn how to keep the mileage log, and I show you how to do that. And that's going to be the biggest return in terms of tax deductions that you're going to get on your tax return, unless you're a manufacturer. Then you got wages and you got raw materials and all that stuff's a big deal. But for small businesses that aren't manufacturing, don't have a lot of employees, that automobile deduction is huge, and it's very, very lucrative in terms of reducing your tax liability. But it's dangerous because you have to have a correct mileage log. Now, it's not rocket science keeping this mileage log, but there is a trick to it, and I show you what the tricks are so you can capture every nickel's worth of deduction that you're entitled to claim.
And where would we find the information, Dan?
You would find it in my book, Dan Pillow's Small Business Tax Guide, Joe.
At TaxHelpOnline.com. I got to help this guy with everything. TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan has many books there, lots of great information. And Dan, you also have a newsletter people can sign up for, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's called, very creatively called Pillow Talks Taxes. And this newsletter comes out 10 times a year. And it's been in continuous circulation, Joe. This newsletter's been in continuous circulation since 1988, which is a pretty good run, I think.
Well, no, I think it's great. Okay, so house. A lot of guys use a portion of their house for their office, and even that's not done. That's not done in a way where it's 100% of the time either. I know a lot of guys that use it for their office, but they also use their wife uses it for certain things or what have you. If you have an area, what's the difference? You know, like I've got my studio in my home, totally built for the for business. My wife's got her office too in the house as well. A majority of it for business, but then she also does the house bills and stuff like that in there. So I've got kind of a mixed use office scenario going on, don't I?
Well, yeah, and that's kind of dangerous too, Joe, because the home office rules are different. If you've got a space used in your home for business purposes, then first of all, we're going to use the business use percentage ratio, just like we did with the automobiles. So if you got a 1,000-square-foot home, let's say, and you got 2,000 square feet that you're using for business, then 20% of your home is business use, and that means 20% of the expenses associated with the house become tax deductible. But there's an additional rule with space in a home that doesn't apply to an automobile, all right? And the automobile can be mixed use. It's not a problem. But a space in your home cannot be mixed use, Joe. It's got to be used regularly and exclusively for business purposes.
Really?
Now, what that means, yeah, exactly. So what that means in terms of regular use is it's got to be ongoing. It doesn't have to be every day, but it's got to be regular in terms of a couple times a week or several times a month. It's got to be a regular thing. Exclusive use does not mean that it's used always and only and entirely for business purposes. There can be incidental personal use, but it's got to be very, very incidental. So if once a month your wife spends an hour in the home office writing out bills for, you know, for the gas and electric, well, that's incidental personal use, and I don't think that that would poison the home office deduction, especially since she's paying bills that are related to the business because, you know, 20% of the home is used for business or whatever the business percentage is. But here's where the killer comes in. You got the room that's used in the office. You got the room that's used for an office during the day and a TV room at night. All right. You got a room that's used for the office 4 days a week, and then 3 days a week, the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the kids come home from college and they sleep in the room. All right. The grandkids come over three times a week and they play with toys in the room. That's what the killer is. When you've got more than just incidental personal use, when there is other personal elements of a significant nature that are going on in that room, that's what kills the business use. So you got to think of regular and exclusive. Exclusive meaning overwhelmingly, primarily business use, and no substantial personal use involved. That's
all right. Well, we got to go for a commercial break. Be back in a minute, and I'm already starting to get some more questions on this one. Boy, you hit a hot button. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pillow when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate it. I know time is precious. You guys have taken the time to listen to my show, and I appreciate that. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to. But I have to believe it's your IQ level that drives you to this show. The high IQ level of what you have. I got to hope, Dan. I got to shoot for something, man. Dan Pillow joins me. The Tax Man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. I can tell you from personal experience, he's an upright and good guy. And I have yet to receive any kind of negative input from anybody who's called or used Dan's services. I get no percentage. You know, some people think that, you know, I get these fat checks from some of the people I bring on. I want to help you. I keep telling you guys, I've got a microphone. That doesn't make me smart. It just means I have a microphone. So that's why I bring on experts in these areas, so you have a clue. So, Dan, we were talking about house and storage and people who work out of their homes and that kind of stuff. And while you were talking, I got an email from somebody who said, look, I have an office shredder. I have a computer, printer, phone. in my wife's office. I use it sometimes, but she also does home stuff in there. So she uses the computer to chop the shredder for personal stuff.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the personal use of a space in a home that you're designating as a business use space, because, as I said before the break, this regular and exclusive use, and particularly the exclusive use requirement, is pretty strict. Now, I also said that there's a proviso there that incidental personal use does not kill the business, the exclusive use test. And incidental personal use means just very, very insignificant. So if wife goes in the home office once a month and pays 10 bills and prints out a boarding pass for an airplane flight, once every 4 months, that certainly is not significant personal use that would rise to the level of killing your exclusive use test. But, if you're using that room on an ongoing basis, daily or weekly for personal significant items of some kind, then you're going to poison the well as far as that exclusive use test is concerned. And I'll tell you this, when you go through a tax audit, I promise you the tax auditor does not know the law about incidental personal use versus significant personal use as opposed to exclusive business use. And the minute you say, I paid the pool guy his check for cleaning out the swimming pool, and I wrote that check in the office, and I called my kid's school one day to see what was going on at the, at the lunch hour, and the auditor's going to say, aha, I got you, personal use, deduction disallowed. Well, you'd win that case on appeals, Joe, but it would take an appeal to win it.
Right. What if you were to rent that space to the company?
Well, if we're talking about a corporation, then that's a different discussion than an individual. And yeah, you could rent it to a corporation. You're not going to rent it to a sole proprietorship. But now the problem with renting that is is at a personal level, you got rental income now, right? So yeah, okay. The company gets the deduction for $500 a month for the space, but now you got to claim the income on your tax return as rental income.
So just shoot me. All right, so for the person who wrote this in, really, I'll send you a link to his website, but just taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Dan could probably answer these questions. You could give him more detail, because I'm not, I don't want to read all your stuff, so send it to him. I'll go to taxhelponline.com. All right, Dan, some of the other questions that keep coming round and round and round. Some of these smaller companies doing less than $1 million a year, most of them I got emails from. Corporation, S-Corp, or leave it as a sole proprietorship, and why?
Well, that's a long answer, Joe. And I will say this: that if you incorporate, now there's two ways to go. You can be a C corporation or an S corporation. Generally, as a small business doing less than $1 million, couple of employees, you want to be an S corporation, not a C corporation. As an S corp, a small business corp, the income and the deductions flow through from the S corporation, I should say, income and losses flow through from the S corporation to the individual. So that corporation is not subject to double taxation. If you're a regular C corporation, just a regular business corporation, then there is double taxation. The corporation files a tax return, pays a tax on its profit to the extent that it distributes the profit in the form of dividends to shareholders. The shareholders have to report that income as those dividends as income on their tax returns and pay another tax. So an S corporation avoids that. The problem with corporations is the employee compliance, because now as a corporation, even as a small business corporation, even a mom and pop two-person corporation, the corporate officers that are performing services for the corporation have to draw a salary from the corporation commensurate with the value of the services they perform. So that means now the corporation has to do the withholding, has to do the employment tax deposits at least monthly, has to file four quarterly employment tax returns and one annual unemployment tax return plus the income tax return. So now we go from one sole proprietorship tax return to six corporation tax returns, Joe, plus the individual tax return. So that's the problem with becoming a corporation, is it significantly increases the level of compliance that you have to meet and the hoops you got to jump through. It's not easy. Now, I've got a chapter in my book, The Small Business Tax Guide, that shows you how to compare the positives and negatives of these various entities, and it shows you how to figure out which one is best for you.
And somebody just said, what's the difference between an LLC and an LLP, and do they have the same benefits or negatives as a corp?
Well, okay, so an LLC is a limited liability company. An LLP is a limited liability partnership. All right, and so they are created under state law. The IRS does not make a distinction between an LLC and an LLP or a sole proprietorship. An LLC, for IRS purposes, is a disregarded entity. And what that means is they're not a separate tax scheme for these limited liability companies. They're taxed either as sole proprietorships, partnerships, or S-corporate or corporations, depending on how they're structured and depending on the election that's made with the IRS. And I explain all that in Chapter 3 of the Small Business Tax Guide so you can see exactly what you're getting into if you adopt these various structures. The biggest problem we have, Joe, is that there's about 8 different entities out there that people can do business in, and people know the names of these entities, but they have no idea how they function or what they have to do to keep that entity in compliance with the tax code.
Yeah, but that's part of, you and I have talked about this stuff before, and I always tell people, look, you don't need a high-end, highfalutin lawyer to help you with this stuff, but you should have a business lawyer. I'm not going to say on speed dial, but somebody that goes through, you sit with maybe an hour a year or what have you, and say, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is what's going on. Do I have to worry about anything? Am I filing the right paperwork? Am I good? Right? Kind of a compliance attorney.
Yeah, you gotta have some oversight because there's just too many things to know. The Government Accountability Office, the GAO, did a study about 20 years ago on the affirmative compliance requirements that are placed on small businesses. This is 20 years ago, Joe. And they identify, well, it's more than 20 years ago. It's right at the end of the 1990s. So we're talking 25 years ago. And they came to the conclusion that the tax code puts almost 200 different affirmative duties on the backs of businesses, depending on whether it's this kind of business or that kind of business. Not all 200 on every business, but it just depends on what direction you're going in. Well, no, people can't name 20 of those obligations. Never mind 200 of them. Most people can't name 10 of them.
Well, you know, and I'll share this with some people. I'm helping somebody with their business and making sure they stay in compliance and what have you. And I got this thing from the IRS. Again, because of you, I wasn't nervous. I opened it up. I read it. It was fair enough English that I could understand what they said. And there was a penalty for not paying the quarterly taxes properly or what have you. I didn't get it because they had been paid every quarter like they were supposed to. But apparently there's that button, there's that number where he exceeded X amount of taxes every quarter, and now he was required to pay them. I think it was every month or every whatever it was. But the CPA we had didn't know that and didn't tell us that. So can you imagine doing it on your own?
Oh, sure, yeah. You have no shot, Joe, really. You've got to have some guidance. There's just no question about it.
Yeah.
Especially when you get into these business areas, especially with employees.
Right. So, again, I always appreciate your information. My head swims when we get off the phone together. But it's good information, a lot of good feedback. And look, if you've got a small business, you're thinking about starting a small business. I mean, next time we have Dan on, let's talk about what the economy is going to look like moving forward and whether you – what kind of small business – not what kind – Corp, S-Corp, DB. Let's talk about what you should start and how you should start it. And the fact, Dan, I personally believe if you're going to start a business, they need to hop up on your website, taxhelponline.com, grab a book, and talk to you about what they think they want to do. And you can help them put safeguards in place on the front end, right?
No, no question about it. Absolutely. In fact, the book you want is the Small Business Tax Guide. You buy any book off my website at any price point, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me. So go to taxhelponline.com and get it set up.
You should give it to the IRS and let them rewrite it into that small little pamphlet so we can read it faster. You know, Bill of Rights kind of thing. All right. God bless, Dan. Thanks for everything you do. I appreciate your help. You got me for the next hour, people. Good luck. We'll be back in just a little bit.
and Forrest Gordon.